Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The investigation. Let's go. How law enforcement has took it apart. The story that Vang and Bauer allegedly tried to build. Vang called 911 on February 20th and said Elijah wandered off during a nap. Within 60 seconds, Bauer was messaging him to say what to say, a message she deleted and investigators later recovered. What followed was a seven-month search involving the FBI, state investigators, and hundreds of community volunteers while the real case was being built on surveillance footage, digital forensics, and DNA evidence. Both have pled not guilty. Let's go back to the 911 call at 10:59. Within a minute, Bauer sending him the now deleted message telling him what to say. Obviously, they have their cover story. He wandered off when I fell asleep, and that's the story. And then from there, we get into covering up a crime. But prior to that, prior to the covering up of the crime, you still have the two of them communicating about how to set this child straight, this three-year-old hooligan that's running the streets with his thugs. You know, I mean, it's kind of insane. It's insanely insane that these two are even thinking this way. But give me some insight into what you found about those communications going back and forth between the two of them, because they seem to really believe their own bullshit. They really seem to believe that they were on a path for disciplining and getting this child in line. There really didn't seem to be a whole lot of red lights that were going above their heads going, maybe this isn't right. Maybe this is a bit too much.
You know, she actually was in Two Rivers, I think the night before or a night and a half, two nights before Elijah went missing, came down to Two Rivers to meet and, you know, have some time with Jesse. So there's that going on. And all these conversations and texts, I want him to fear you. And, you know, Jesse's like, I don't want him to fear me, but he will respect me. And one of his favorite things to do to make him respect or to punish him was to throw cold water on him or put him in the shower with cold, cold water. That's painful.
A three-year-old.
That was one of the things he would do. If he started getting upset, he would say, do you want the cold water? And that, of course, would upset the child even more. So that's some of what was going back and forth. How do we discipline little Elijah? And, you know, it was a lot of what I would call physical punishment, requiring him to kneel, to, you know, all of this mm-hmm. was to make it to where mom was the authority figure, which mom should be, but mom should also be doing this herself, not sending it to a child, to a,
well,
to
no
a,
one should be doing this themselves, but yes.
You know, when it comes to disciplining your child, your child should be disciplined by you, but sure. she needed help. And
there are two other children here in this picture. There's she has another, mm-hmm. he has another. Mm-hmm. Let's start with him. So if she's dropping this kid off, in the thought process is, oh well, he has a son with special needs. He's dealt with this before, even though her son didn't have special needs, but he's three. However, that thought process goes. So he's got a track, or he's got some reps, I guess, in quote unquote raising a child, if that's what you want to call it. What's the story with that kid? Where is that kid?
As far as I know now, he's being taken care of, but he's nonverbal. So he's higher on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. And he went to school every morning and then came home in the evenings. So I
to
don't,
him.
To Vang, yes. And he would take him to school sometimes, and other times he would have him get the bus.
Is there mom in that picture, or is it just Vang that's running this show with him?
Just Vang running the show.
Wow. What about the other daughter of her?
She actually got allowed to see her. Originally, her, when they set bond and stuff.
Yeah.
Was not allowing her to see any minor children, but she fought that and fought that so that she could see her daughter. But again, ooh, Tabasco sauce down the throat. Oh my gosh. That's for cussing.
Oh God. Okay. Someone in the comments said, yes. my foster mom poured Tabasco sauce down my throat when I was 8. I wished agony on her ever since. I do too. I hope she gets hit by a bus. You know, anybody who would do that. I mean, the suitcase here, that's another part of that. The suitcase Vang dropped at St. Vincent de Paul tested positive for Elijah's DNA. It's the interior of the suitcase that's testing positive. It's not the exterior, like, oh, he's playing with it around the house. That would make some sense. Interior of the suitcase. I mean, I guess it could have been. I mean, what do we know about the suitcase and its role in this?
I don't know a whole lot about it. The suitcase came up in the criminal complaint. Mm-hmm. I do know that the police they followed his every movement. They mm-hmm. went into, ring cameras, flock cameras, anything they could see to follow the movement of this car and Jesse Vang's movements for the days prior to reporting Elijah Vu missing. And him taking that suitcase, he also threw away some other stuff at that time. Mm-hmm. And they were following this. And that suitcase is what actually kind of broke it for them. Because, you know, he donates the suitcase thinking, oh, nobody's going to check into a suitcase. They don't know that. He doesn't know that they're going to follow him to that. And then mm-hmm. they find that DNA of the little boy inside the suitcase. And they really believe that suitcase was used to transport him to the wooded area.
I was just going to ask, because I know Hunter found Elijah's remains 3 miles from Vang's apartment on property that had been searched before, mm-hmm. Which I also find to be interesting. So the thought process so far, it sounds like, is that put him in the suitcase, dropped the body off there, and then got rid of the suitcase because the DNA was inside the suitcase, if that's indeed what happened. The property was searched before, though. So are they thinking he was storing Elijah's body somewhere else for a time?
I just think it wasn't found in those initial searches because it was kind of on private property near a camp.
Okay.
The hunter that went out, it was his property. He was getting ready for hunting season. And that's how he found it. So it may be that they just weren't allowed to search there, or it was private property. You know, when you're doing searches, the police will always tell you, please make sure to get permission from the property owners. Don't search private property unless you have that permission. And it may be that they couldn't find the person to get permission.
Sure.
But it was the owner of the property who found the body.
I mean, it's interesting, too, because this is what, Manitowoc County? Is that correct?
Yes.
Where this is happening. So this is for those of you playing along at home, this is the making the murderer territory. Didn't they even search the junkyard of...
They did. They searched that junkyard as well, the Avery junkyard.
Yeah.
I mean, this area of Wisconsin has had some of the biggest and most heartbreaking things happen in it. I know that they, the DA and everybody is like, no, we're going to try it here in Manitowoc County. I don't know how either of them are going to get a fair trial anywhere in eastern Wisconsin, because it was covered so thoroughly and everybody was so invested in this little boy.
The community was very invested. I would say, you know, Manitowoc is a rather small community, and the number of residents in that area that were out searching for this child was incredible. I'm not sure that I've ever seen something like that before. I've got a question for Lisa. Knowing what happened with Stephen Avery and some of the background of possibly some shady things that went down with the investigation and the trial and all that kind of stuff. To me, it seemed like the police department kind of had their shit together on this one. As news people, as community members, we were all like, you know, what's going on? Why don't we know more? Please tell us more.
Yeah.
But they were really on top of this behind the scenes, I think, don't you?
They absolutely were. Absolutely were. They kept the information highway very narrow. They allowed that only certain people were the official speakers of this case. So if you got something from someone else, let's say I heard that they found a body over by this creek, then, you know, did that come from the Two Rivers police chief? No. Well, then it was not accurate information, or was not official information at that time. Mm-hmm. So they kept that very well. They also, I mean, they had people 24/7 working on this case constantly, because there was a lot of digital forensics used in this case. And it's one of those things. Don't try to get away with something, because your digital footprint is a lot bigger than you think it is. And they were following that digital footprint all around.
And I want to get into the trial stuff, and we'll talk about the juries and all that in a moment. But I want to when they're looking at this, trying to figure out this thought pattern, this process, this way of thinking that these two seem to be, folded into. Is this one where you're dealing with really mentally ill people, people with personality disorder? Are we dealing with drug addicts here that are in it's drug-addled thinking? I mean, what are we dealing? What kind of animals are these people, I guess, is the question. And I mean that in its purest sense. What kind of animals are we dealing with here? Because they're not very human. What sort of human would you say these people are, other than just monstrous? What's going on in these brains?
Katrina Bauer is... I'm trying to think of a very nice way to say this.
You don't have to. I mean, that we factually know versus opinion. I mean, an opinion too.
But. She's not intellectually fast.
She's a low IQ.
I hate that term, but yes,
okay.
She very much is. She's okay. Not. She's not smart. She might even have some special needs on her own.
Sure, I would not be surprised. Yeah,
she has used drugs and has a history of drug use. That's part of why she has such a bad history for her children, is that she has a history of drug use.
Yeah.
Jesse Vang has a history of trafficking people, of drugs and selling. So, I mean,
why is this guy even out? If he's guilty of trafficking humans, why is he even out of prison? I don't understand that.
The thing is some of those photos that they had of him leading up to Elijah's disappearance were him going to get a breathalyzer thing put on his car because he was no longer allowed to drive his car unless he tested first. So he has had a lot of things like that. And that's part of the reason why, you know, the bail bond was set so high for him so that he would not be taken, would not out. They're both still in the Manitowoc County Jail. So.
It feels another one of these cases where you look at it and go, you know, if we had standards on who could be around children, if there was giant red flags going off around, I'm like, look at the idiotic tattoos this dipshit has on it. I mean, couldn't we we should start tattooing people who traffic people, like a big T over your forehead. Like, oh, he trafficked people once. There's a T there, like a scarlet letter that everyone knows. It's not in some hidden record. It's not if you call the cops, none of they get busted. It's like, it's right fucking there. Like, I mean, something should be done. I mean, obviously, you know, we get in infringing on civil liberties and things of that nature. But I mean, when you look at this, and obviously I have my crazy ideas of what we should do in Tonyville if we're going to, you know, not have these sort of people existing. And believe me, not a lot of people would live there because I'd get rid of them. But from a serious standpoint, is there anything that could have been done to protect these children? I mean, other than the obvious shit that exists of, you know, there's laws in place, but we don't have laws that get ahead of this shit. We only have laws that respond to horrible behavior. We have nothing that slows down the horrible behavior where the train is leading up to the rails that go off the cliff. And everybody's like, there's a cliff there. The bridge is out, but the train's still going. It might stop in time. I don't think it will. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, that seems to be how we handle these things.
It is. And, you know, there's that old saying that any male who can perform can be a father, you know, or can be a dad, or can be a father, but it takes a special man to be a dad kind of
thing.
But yes, anybody, if everything is working all right, can have a child. It does not matter if they're prepared for the child, if they are emotionally, mentally, physically able to take care of a child. Anybody can have a child.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm not saying that we need to institute who can have children. No, I am not. I'm not saying that at all. Although I can think of somebody who probably needs to not have any more children, but that's beside the point. I think that as long as anyone can be a child, we're going to have situations like this.
But Lisa and Tony, I mean, these two had records. Okay.
Yeah.
And hers were not good. She didn't have all those drug issues and all that kind of stuff. I don't understand why the child was still with her at 3 years old.
How many complaints, how many times had CPS been called to her home with the child prior to the field trip over here to Vangland, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. But the thing is if they did, you know, if the family did say, hey, could you just check it out? She has been known to be a drug. If they found that there was nothing structurally unsound about where the child was living, how the child was being taken care of, I mean.
Yeah, it's our laws. I mean, it can all, and at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing. We don't have the resources. And that's what the answer always ends up. Well, we don't have enough people to do that. We don't have the money to do that. We don't. We certainly don't.
And that's why we find these children in graves, you know, in the middle of the woods. That's why.
It's like, that's the part that needs to shift. That's the part that needs to change, because we do technically have the resources. We just choose not to allocate them into the places they should go. That's the problem. In cases like this, let's move over to legally where things are going at, and give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube on all the elements of this case that we've been discussing so far. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions.
Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.